And good morning. It is Monday morning and welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Beth Pike, and it has been almost 3 years since Ryan Stokes was shot and killed by a Kansas City police officer. So today, Jeff Humfeld is going to talk with Ryan's family and his best friend about who he was, what he meant to his family and his friends, and also the community. And then in the second half of the show, Keith Brown Ill will be talking with Noreen Stokes, and that's Ryan's mother. And also his best friend and attorney, Cindy Short, will be talking about the night that Ryan was killed, the lingering questions that we have about the police story, and the dispute that started this whole chain of events. You'll also want to stay tuned because, as always, we have our calendar of events in the middle of the broadcast. And then today we are going to double up on our 420 drug war news, and that will come at the end of the show. But up next is Jeff and his guest. It's all here on 90.1 FM, KKFI.
It's been almost 3 years since Ryan Stokes was shot and killed by a KCMO police officer. The officer said that he had seen Ryan with a gun and had shot him when Ryan turned towards other officers. A grand jury cleared the officer and said it was a justified shooting. The problem was that when Ryan was rolled over by the officers after being shot, the only thing he had in his hands were car keys and a flip phone. There was a gun in the car next to where Ryan was standing, but even some of the officers never saw a gun in Ryan's hands. Today, we are going to talk with Ryan's family about who he was, what he meant to his family, friends, and community. Then, in the second half of our broadcast, we will talk about the night that Ryan was killed and the lingering questions about the police story and the efforts of his family and friends to get justice for Ryan. I'm Jeff Humfeld, and today we are here with Noreen Stokes, Ryan's mother, Crystal, Ryan's sister, Moni, Ryan's cousin, and lover, his best friends. Welcome to Jaws of Justice Radio, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello.
We want to start out by talking about who was Ryan Stokes, to allow those that knew him best to put a face on this young man. And I'm going to start with you, Mrs. Stokes. Every child kind of plays a role within the family. Mm-hmm. Some of them are the smart aleck. Others are kind of introspective or outgoing. What kind of child was Ryan as he was growing up?
Ryan, to me, was full of life, full of joy. I was so happy to have a boy. When they told me I was having a boy, it was just like me and Ryan connected. From him being inside of me to him coming outside of me, it was all good. Ryan Lee Stokes, I never forget it. I know his daddy didn't want a junior. His daddy's name is Clarence, but he said he didn't want a Clarence Jr., so he told me that I could get the first name and just give him his middle name. So Ryan just came up to mind, Ryan Lee Stokes.
There's all sorts of things that happen within families as children are growing up. Mm-hmm. Are there a particular incident, you know, that you can think of that really shows who this child was as he was growing up?
I just saw him as like all boy to me because he had so many sisters older than him, and he had girl cousins. So he had a big point to prove that he was the man, the little man of the house, of the family. He made sure he was going to let you know that he was a boy. And just because all those girls were around, that didn't mean nothing to him.
Did he have a particular, like, traits as a child? I mean, was he the peacemaker, or was he the, like I said, the, you know, the smart aleck?
No, he was more the peacemaker.
Yeah.
He was more just a listener, and we knew that he was his own leader. He wasn't a follower. He was the leader, and he was the youngest, but he thought, I guess he wanted to be the oldest. He wanted to tell everybody that he was, like I said, we called him the little man of the household.
Crystal, you were Ryan's sister. You are Ryan's sister. What was your relationship with Ryan as you were growing up? I mean, with all the girls around and this one boy, I'm sure there were some pretty interesting incidences that came about.
They consider me to be the favorite sister to Ryan.
As far as the favorite sister, what does that mean? In other words, did you hang out?
We talked every day from 10 to time I got off. We would take our lunch breaks together and everything of that sort. Yeah, we was just like literally inseparable.
Well, when you were little, though, were you that
close? I was
his
twin. Yeah, we were the same height, almost the same weight. So they thought we were twins.
That sounds like it was a lot of fun. Did you fool them a few times and
yeah,
tell them that
we
you
were
twins? Twins?
Yeah.
One of the things that I've read, and I haven't seen much about it, was that Ryan did have a daughter.
Yes.
A child. And how was he with his daughter? Did he dote on her? Or was it, oh gosh, another girl in the family, I wanted a boy?
No, he didn't. He, as long as she was healthy, or the baby at the time was healthy, 10 fingers, 10 toes, image of him, he was perfectly fine. As long as he had him a healthy baby, and from that moment when she was here, he was like, that's my daughter.
Were there any particular incidences that you remember with him, with her, that just epitomized how he felt about his daughter?
Well, he kept, he got her like every other weekend, and like the weekends he had her, he was inseparable with her. Like, he had that relationship. He wanted his daughter to know who he was.
Moni, you're Ryan's cousin.
Yes.
Cousins are those folks that are friends, but there's more than friends. There's more of a bond there. What kind of a relationship did you have with Ryan? And
me and Ryan had a playful, lovable, sometimes hate relationship growing up, especially because I remember me and him having a fight when we was younger. And him telling me, respect your elders, respect your elders. And I'm looking at him like, you was born in October, I was born in December. Not much of a difference. But it was crazy. That was one of our most memorable moments. But he was my go-to person. He was loyal. I could talk to him pretty much about anything, whether I needed to cry, smile, laugh, whatever. I could always call Ryan. YouTube videos, him and my sister always was on YouTube 24 hours a day, sending videos back and forth to people. So when he passed away, like, I mean, I guess we kind of missed that, because sometime when I ride to work and I'm going, one day I was riding to work, actually, and I went, I go towards their house, and I actually was going to their house one morning, and I was like, I'm tripping. And then, I don't know, I miss him. I can say that.
What was it like when all the family gathered together? Do you guys get together, big picnic or whatever, once or twice a year or something or other? Or?
All the time. All the time.
It's dull.
Dull now, but when he was there,
Non-stop laughing.
Non-stop fun, talking.
He was the prankster of the family.
He was a prankster. And he loved, if the food wasn't right,
he'll tell you.
The food wasn't right, he'll tell you.
He'll say, who made that?
He also tell us what the menu was going to be, what he wanted, and everybody was supposed to agree with it.
Did he cook himself?
Yeah, he learned. Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't. I told him, don't criticize if you can't, try to do it yourself and make a little mess up yourself. But he was more the barbecuer. He wasn't a vegetable man. He tell me, Mama, you got to do the vegetables. I'll do the meats, so. And they had him and his friend Lover, they had cooked up this picnic one year. And they brought all the meat to get seasoned. Mama did it, and I couldn't believe it, but they put it on the grill, and they didn't burn it up. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Talking about Lovey, Lover, I'm sorry. I don't know where I'm getting this Lovey from. Talking about Lover, you're one of Ryan's best friends. Why don't you give us a little bit of a breakdown on what your relationship was, how you guys fit together, and what you did when you were together.
I don't know if I could tell you about all that. But, yeah, I mean, of course, I mean, he was my best friend. Like, so we talked every day. Like I said, like every day. So stuff like that you miss, you know, because it'll be the simplest phone call. Like, he'll just call me, what you doing, bro? Oh, nothing. I'm just chilling. Oh, yeah, I'm at the cleaners. I'm going to call you back. You know, just that simple, you know, you miss stuff like that. And, you know, of course, we play ball together. You know, we used to play on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Southeast Community Center. Of course, we was, like, raised up there playing ball with the older people at the time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we still carried on, kept playing. We played up until his death. We still play, the rest of us. But, yeah, I mean, that's a big piece out of our team, you know, that's missing. But, yeah, that was our shooter. So, you know, that you know, just not – we out there playing without him on the court. Like, we still got jerseys and stuff made with a patch on it, you know, still showing that he's a piece of the team. So, yeah.